In 1999, Keith Roberts was diagnosed with PTSD. He convinced the VA that the condition was triggered in 1969 when he saw a fellow airman crushed to death in the wheel well of an airplane at a U.S. base in Italy. Roberts' wife, Dolores, says several months after the incident, her husband got drunk and got in a fight with military police.
He was assaulted by shore patrol, put in a straitjacket, put in the psychiatric ward, strapped to the bed, and given Thorazine. 2 injections of Thorazine.
The VA initially granted Roberts disability benefits retroactive to 1992, but Roberts pushed for benefits back to 1972 when he was discharged from the Navy. Timothy Funnell, the U.S. attorney who prosecuted Roberts for fraud, says that was a mistake. Funnell says trying to get more benefits triggered an investigation that refuted Roberts' PTSD claims and resulted in his fraud conviction.
Mr. Roberts would, in all likelihood, be sitting in O'Connell County receiving his monthly compensation benefit check if he had not, because of his own greed, sought this large retroactive payment.
Roberts is in a Kenosha jail now, waiting for transfer to a federal prison to serve 4 years for fraud. He's also in debt for $300,000 in VA assistance and $15,000 in tuition benefits his daughter used towards a college degree. Dolores Roberts says since her husband's conviction, the family has been struggling.
They cut off his Social Security benefits, too, after being in jail for 1 month. So that means we had absolutely nothing coming in.
Roberts' lawyer, Robert Walsh, says he's confident that will change when he wins his appeal. But Walsh says that won't address the fundamental injustice of prosecuting Roberts for trying to get money he was legally eligible to receive.
When the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims restores VA disability benefits to Mr. Roberts, as I am confident they will, who will restore his reputation? And who will restore the more than 100 days he has served in confinement illegally? That's a serious concern and should be of serious concern to the veterans community.
Madison writer Michael Leon has taken up Roberts' cause. After reading more than 2,000 pages of legal documents, Leon says prosecutors illegally ignored the required procedures for VA benefits. Leon says the VA hopes to use Roberts as an example.
Keith Roberts is a poster boy. The VA cannot have, especially now when they're having so many problems, a bunch of Vietnam-era veterans seeking retroactive benefits for PTSD. If they did, there'd be thousands of people lining up. This is all about the money.
More than 800,000 Vietnam War veterans suffer from PTSD, and a study released this week shows the VA is spending about $4 billion a year on PTSD benefits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.